Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast. Every week, we dive deep with economic development professionals on leadership and other issues challenging our industry. Our goal is to equip listeners with the knowledge to grow their impact and influence. You are America's Jobs Team, and when you get stronger, communities thrive.
Welcome to the America's Jobs Team, everybody. Happy New Year. We are officially in 2021 and, you know, 12 days in, and it has been another wild ride. But I am really delighted to be here today with Kenny McDonald, who most of you know. Kenny has been on the podcast previously, but he is the CEO at One Columbus. I still catch myself wanting to say Columbus 2020, but it's One Columbus. And Kenny, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Yes. And I want to start this year. Kenny, I know that 2020 was a wild ride for everyone, human. This, if you're human, 2020 was wild, right? But you had the unique role this year of being the chairman of the IEDC Economic Developer Group. And what a wild year to serve as chairman. And so I want to start with just your reflection as you think about the opportunity that you had in that leadership seat this year. What is one thing that you learned about the profession that maybe you didn't really realize prior to having that leadership opportunity? And what's one of the things that you're most proud of that you and IEDC were able to accomplish this year?
Well, I think the whole world learned what they were capable of. And if you were leading an organization of any type, local, state, national, whether you had three people or 3,000, you probably got exposed to some reserves of energy and a capability that you didn't think you had. And more so, you know, you couldn't control a lot of it. So for control freaks like myself, you had to let go and let your people execute. And, you know, you learn and you have a great reminder that you have great people around you that are capable of so much more. And I think that that's one thing we obviously want to take forward and use as a dividend. So not only did we all grow as leaders, but I think we grew as a team and individuals across the board, even as challenging as it was.
Yeah, that is awesome. And when you think about all of the different skills that you need in economic development, and I know your team has needed, it seems like a lot of people recently have talked about the gap between the training that they receive and even responding to the media. And it was an interesting year in the fact that there was a lot of different elements of what was happening in the national news that local economic developers were asked to either speak about or respond to. And it required a lot more media engagement than I think a lot of people in our profession were used to. So I'm curious to ask you, how have you kind of built your own leadership skills around working with the media? Did you receive any formal training, or what are some tips that maybe for somebody who's not as seasoned as you and hasn't had as many opportunities with the media, but now realizes they need it? What tips do you have?
Well, First of all, there's formal training, and it was a great reminder that we all need it, not because you want to be so careful. It's that you want to learn to communicate clearly. And I think that most economic development leaders have something to say and are good people to say it within their communities, their trusted entities. But it doesn't mean that they don't have to work really hard to communicate clearly about where they stand, what their focus is. And so I would encourage everybody to take advantage of, you know, local or national opportunities to get formal training. And then bottom line, it was trial by fire. So we also learned some things last year as we went through it, and you had opportunities to speak on some of these very sensitive topics about, you know, where you really stood as an organization. Is this something we really thought about and developed a position on? And is it our role to speak or to not to speak or to let someone else speak? So it was also a hardening of how we think about our mission and our focus.
So one other question about your team and your ability to respond and how other economic developers might be able to learn from you all is your connection with local officials. And I think that, you know, outside of the media, and dealing with, you know, kind of local officials and making sure that they understood what economic development is and does. Those were kind of the two of the things that I think economic developers responded to this past year and said, there's a lot that we need to know and a lot we struggled with this year, but these two things would be helpful to learn how other communities are responding. How is One Columbus working with your local officials to make sure that they understand economic development? Do you do any type of formal training with them, or what's your kind of approach?
There's several things. We do some formal events where we do the new leader 101 class. This is actually where revenue comes from. This is why you conduct economic development, make it a priority and invest in it. We call it, we do an annual event called ED411, which is to, you know, what's the information you need as an elected leader, as a school board leader, people like that. And what's the value of what you're investing in and how do you get a return on that? When the dancing stopped and the economy stopped and there was stay-at-home orders and stuff, and certain portions of our economy went away, it was a great reinforcement and a great example of where does money come from? How are you going to maintain your tax base? Things like that. And so it was also an instructive time that I think many leaders probably got more exposure to where does this revenue really come from and what's most important to our local or state economy.
Yeah, that's great. So at the end of 2020, we had our economics conference, which is kind of a clash of site consultants and economic developers. And one of the themes that we had heard over the course of the year was just how tired economic developers and site consultants were because of all of the various pivots and starts and stops and just trying to keep up with what was happening in the world. And so I'm curious to hear from you how you are helping, burnout is real. And a lot of people have been really showing signs of that and kind of been on the border of that. And we did a session at Economics about burnout. And one of the things that we're committed to this year is helping economic developers kind of continue their, focus on their energy. What are you doing to kind of keep your energy alive despite wild times and not only just economic development, but just wild times in general? Like, how are you as Kenny and your leadership, like, what are you doing intentionally to kind of keep your energy alive during this time?
Well, I think one thing is, this is talked about in leadership circles from time to time, but it's true for your entire team. And I think for the first time, I probably thought about that more deeply across the board, that every member of your team was going through that. And it's just a recognition that, first of all, your group needs you. You know, whether you're a new person on the team with 6 months of experience in economic development, or you're a leader that's been doing it for decades, you're really important and you're on the team for a reason. You have a role to play and you have to be at your best to play that role. And so, if your thing is that you have to go running for 30 minutes a day, or it's yoga, or it's simply just taking some time to breathing exercises, thankfully, those are all things that are a little more mainstream now than they were a few decades ago. And I think everybody also feels like, yeah, somebody's going to take some time to do that for 30 minutes or 60 minutes or something, even in the middle of the day. That's fine. And I think what I've seen is my team evolve and accept the reality that we're going to work a little differently and our days are going to include those things and maybe other things as a team that we do together to just talk through some of these issues. Part of this is just to have a release to talk to your teammates. A couple of times last year, we brought in an outside person to just do individual interviews with our team so that they had an outlet to talk to someone. And that's healthy too. And we're going to have to continue to do that. And I think it's a go forward practice for us.
Absolutely. And I love that you pointed out that regardless of your experience on the team or how long you've been there, that you're an essential part of that team and that group moving forward. And there's something powerful about knowing that you are in, you're in support with a team and that everyone is going through it. Their season and how it's impacting them personally may change, but the weight of the world impacts us all, regardless of you know, our position, our leadership responsibilities associated to it. We all had our own emotions and our own struggles throughout the year, regardless. And just knowing that you have support of your team is huge moving forward. So I love those practices that you're continuing to put into place for your team. And I think that's great leadership insight for other teams that may be powered through the year and are now at the end of the year, like, what do we need to do different? And I think we saw a lot of people who are like, I just kept going. And then they kind of experienced that crash and now want to start off 2021.
Well, especially since the calendar changed, but the circumstances of pandemic has not. Mm-hmm. The economic struggles that go with that haven't quit. So our work is still intense and it will be going forward. And so we're going to have to just make this a practice and embed it into how we do business.
Absolutely. And you referenced that the pandemic has not stopped. And I'm curious to hear from you what you're thinking about deal flow for this next year. I know it's hot on everybody's mind. You know, at what point we started to see a return at the end of last year, but there's just uncertainty out there. So what are you, you know, as you prepare your team, what are you anticipating for this year?
Well, we have to go to where the opportunities are, and there's plentiful opportunities. We have existing business, a big focus on our existing businesses and the opportunities and the location decisions that they have to make. So we're spending lots of hours talking directly to those business leaders in our most critical companies across the region, continuing to learn. Irregardless of the pandemic, we're in an era of economic transformation, and we're going to have to continue to understand what's in front of our companies, what decisions are they going to have to make about facilities, locations, people, talent, those things. Starts there. And then we see on the ground, you know, the real disparity between great activity with the major levers of the economy moving forward, those things that are sort of untouched by this and have to continue to move forward in our big systems of food and everything else, and even in technology, and lots of people preparing for the future. And then when you walk out your door and you walk down Main Street, you know, you see dysfunction in that element of the economy. And certainly as you're trying to fulfill the job needs of the employers, you see dysfunction in the workforce because fewer people are able to literally participate in the workforce. And so our focus has been a lot on, you know, let's flow to where the opportunities are, and then let's work on everything we can to make sure that we have people that are able to participate in the workforce. That might mean, you know, training programs and stuff. It also might mean making sure that our citizens get the vaccine when it becomes available, and things like that to remove barriers to us getting back to a more normal state of labor participation and economic development.
Well, it sounds like you and the team at One Columbus have a lot in store for 2021. And I know you are really passionate about the field of economic development. So I want to end with this final question, which is, what excites you still about economic development? You've been doing this for a while. You just got done doing serving as the chairperson for IEDC, but I know you have a lot more energy left for this work. What excites you about the future of economic development?
Well, there's more purpose to it than ever before. So I think what gets me up in the morning is the purpose of serving your friends and neighbors that might go to work at one of your success stories. But this is also a national exercise. And I don't think I've ever felt as close to some of the national leaders that are doing economic development around our country, even in Canada and other parts of the world, that we all have this national purpose to get, you know, our parts of a little garden patch in the world up and running again. And so I don't know what percentage that is of the motivation, but it's a healthy percentage. Because, you know, falling behind is not an option. And I feel more motivated than ever. And I can translate that for our entire team, that I think they feel a little bit more, a little closer to the mission with some new elements added to it that give it more energy.
That's awesome. And we look forward to touching base with you and the team at One Columbus throughout the year, just to see how you're doing and to hear some of those success stories. And we thank you for spending a little bit of your morning with us. To share with the Consultant Connect family on how you're doing and what you're thinking about for this year. So thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Let's have a great one and appreciate everything you're doing.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Kenny.
You bet.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast, which was sponsored by Research on Investment and Gazelle AI. Tune in again next week for another dose of leadership and economic development insights.